This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Tomorrow is the first day of spring, but as anyone who woke up in the Boston area this morning knows, Mother Nature apparently missed the memo. You know, the one about the whole end of winter thing, crocuses pushing through the ground, sunshine, yeah, that one. But fear not, the weather might not be cooperating, but we have something to warm your body and soul with our latest installment of our food series, Farm to Fork.
Since the farms are not quite growing yet here, we are at Taza Chocolate in beautiful Somerville, Massachusetts.
That's our Farm to Fork guru, Andy Husband, chef and owner of Tremont 647. Andy scours farms, fields, and in this case, a local chocolate factory to find the best ingredients New England has to offer and then whips up a tasty dish. For this adventure, he's cooking with Taza Chocolate, which is not your typical creamy European variety. It's stone-ground organic chocolate, handmade the traditional Mexican way. Taza's co-founder is Alex Whitmore, Somerville's own Willy Wonka.
I think the whole idea came out of a trip I took to Oaxaca, Mexico. One of my favorite culinary destinations. Is there's just an unbelievable amount of, I think, food diversity, amazing ingredients, and a really old culinary tradition, chocolate being a big part of that.
It was gritty. It was kind of dark. It was a little bit bitter. It was really exciting. And he knew that he had to come back and basically build a company around it.
So a long way from Hershey's.
Yes, a very long way from Hershey's.
Our Taza chocolate factory guide is Sahail Ramirez, who says the inspiration behind the company is Alex Whitmore's passion for that bold, rustic flavor of Mexican chocolate.
He got in touch with his former boss at another company, and they decided Taza. Taza is going to be this local, organic, stone-ground, bean-to-bar chocolate maker.
So yeah. What does Taza mean?
Taza means cup or mug in Spanish. So that's really calling out a direct history of chocolate, because really a lot of chocolate that is consumed primarily in Mexico, Latin America, is as a drink. So the idea that you would take your chocolate, break it up into pieces, add milk, and then drink it, that's exactly what we want to connect people to.
Me gusta la moto, me gustas tú.
The factory uses hand-carved granite millstones to grind the cocoa beans to produce chocolate in a variety of flavors, some of them unusual, like chipotle chili, ginger, and salted almond, among others.
This is a cinnamon flavor, Mexican style, if you'd like to try some. So the first thing you're going to notice, of course, is that texture. As you mentioned, not quite Hershey's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are you tasting in?
It's almost a flavor of cinnamon and floral. It's almost floral. I get a little bit of floral in there. And with there's a little bit of grit in there, it kind of keeps the flavor going. Like, you're still tasting it after a few seconds of eating it.
I feel like we could be talking about a fine wine here. It's great.
Absolutely.
Well, there's a vernacular for wine, but people don't use it for food very much, and I like to use it for food. Yeah. This is also, if I'm right, kosher.
Yes.
Right?
Dairy-free, soy-free, and gluten-free.
Wow.
In addition to being organic.
Right.
And certified organic, so.
And it's really delicious.
Some chocolate.
Because sometimes all that stuff you just listed means not delicious.
Right. Well, one of the things that's really important about our chocolate is that it's seriously good and seriously good for all.
The cocoa beans are roasted and winnowed right here in Somerville in a vintage machine that looks a lot like a giant coffee roaster.
Really, what we have here is something that dates back to the early 60s, and we found it roasting hazelnuts. So it is a vintage piece of equipment that we've repurposed for cacao roasting. And when we roast, we actually roast at a pretty light temperature for a pretty short amount of time.
It's a beautiful machine.
Thank you.
It looks like something you'd see in, I don't know, the boiler room of a freighter.
Yes. I could see that.
I'm not sure what it would do, but it would have something to do with making the ship go.
I could definitely see that. Absolutely. And we actually didn't always have our own roaster. We used to have to take our beans to J.P. Licks on a Sunday and use their coffee roaster.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue.
You're very welcome.
This has been
my
great.
Pleasure.
That's good. So shall we go upstairs and
I'm still dying to know what you're going to cook.
I think we're going to try to do a cake of some sort.
Makes sense.
And maybe some hot chocolate.
All right.
cold day.
Good day
like today.
For that. Yeah.
All right, let's go upstairs to the kitchen.
All right.
What's great about chocolate is it's really malleable. You can do all sorts of things. What I decided to make was everybody's favorite, a molten chocolate cake. Mm. What it's like is you cook it and you undercook it a little bit, actually. So once it's set, you take it out of your mold that you cook it in and put it on the plate. And then when you cut into it, it's soft and somewhat gooey. What's really great about these are the batter is very easy to make. All I do is I take some chocolate. I put it over in a double boiler.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate and butter,
all the good stuff. So Alex Andy's here. He's doing a cake. He's doing some hot chocolate. What's your favorite thing to do with this chocolate?
Oh my God, I just eat it. I think just eating it is definitely one of my favorite things. But I love it. I mean, one of my favorite things is going out to dinner and having an amazing pastry chef or someone like Andy making something that I never would have thought to do with the chocolate.
You can find Chef Andy Husband's recipe for his chocolate molten cakes on our website, but here's what he did for us. He cooked his batter over a low heat, sprayed the inside of the aluminum ramekins with oil, and then coated them with a light dusting of sugar, filled them up about two-thirds of the way, popped them in the oven, and cooked them at 450 degrees.
Normally, when you're baking a cake, you're looking for a cake to be about 350 degrees because you want the outside and the end, everything to be homogeneous. But with this cake, what we're looking for is to sear on the outside to get to build that structure, but on the inside, not cook. This will take about 10 to 12 minutes.
And before you know it, they're ready. And the kitchen smells like warm, sweet chocolate heaven. And all you need is a dollop of whipped cream and a garnish of grated chocolate, and you are good to go.
Anthony, I think you should try this.
I think I should. I think you're right.
That looks great.
It looks amazing.
So what we're looking for is you look in here, see how it's just gooey in there?
Oh, it's amazing. Oh my God, that's so good. That's an amazing dessert. That is truly, truly delicious.
People love this. And I really want to tell you that, so you can make this batter ahead of time and keep it in your refrigerator. I mean, like right before people come over, maybe make it. It's very simple to make. Have it, and then you're clearing dinner. Put it in the oven. They're ready to go 12 minutes later. And people will love this.
And what could possibly be better than molten chocolate cake on a cold late winter day? How about washing it all down with a nice cup of warm, hot chocolate?
I've got this Taza cinnamon, which I thought I would use. And what I'm going to do is I have some milk. Pour that in the pan. Some heavy cream.
Nice.
Which, if you wanted to use just straight milk, you could. But as we all know, there's... heavy cream is nice and rich. I'm going to add my chocolate.
So just dumping the chunks of chocolate right into the
milk
and cream.
You can do this in a double boiler, but I'm actually going to do it right on the stovetop with low heat. And then this morning, just for fun, I thought I would put some chai tea.
Great idea.
So it's like we're going to have this wonderful cinnamon chocolate. We're going to have our cream and our milk, vanilla bean, and a little chai tea flavor in there. I thought that might be exciting.
So here's chocolate. The chocolate.
Andy, thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
Yum.
Yum. You can find Andy Husband's chocolate recipes and photos of the Taza Chocolate Factory on our website, radioboston.org. 12
de la noche en La Habana.
And by the way, you can always follow us at Twitter. I'm Meghna, WBUR at Twitter. Anthony is Anthony G. Brooks on Twitter. Tweet him and ask him why he didn't bring any back for us.
Oh, you weren't here, Meghna. I did. You missed it.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.